Today's devotional is entitled, To Know the Love of Christ. Our text is Ephesians 3:19. And to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. We notice two main phrases, to know the love of Christ, and to be filled with all the fullness of God. To know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge. The love of Jesus is beyond our total comprehension. The love of Jesus is beyond our total comprehension. The old song, The Love of God, gives us some insight into its depth. Could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, or every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade? To write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry, nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky. The love of Jesus is unchangeable. Jesus loved his disciples until the very end of his earthly life, and after spilling his blood on our behalf, he loves us even more, if that is possible. We read this in John 13 and 1. In John 15, 9 through 17, Jesus told us that his love is divine. He said that he had loved us as his Father had loved him. He commanded that we continue in his love. He told us to abide in his love and that we abide in his love by keeping his commandments. He added that he had given these commandments that his joy might remain in us and our joy be full. Loving one another as Jesus loved us. Well, that's not always easy. Some folks are quite difficult to love. Of course, if I stop and consider, I can be difficult to love also. What did Jesus see in me that he loved me enough to shed his blood for me? Yes, he died for the whole world, but he laid down his life for each and every one of us individually. He knew all about each of us before we were even conceived. Psalms 139 and 15. John 15 and 13 tells us, greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Yes, we are his friends. He has shared with us all that he had heard from his Father. He chose us to share in his love that we might go forth manifesting his love and bearing fruit for the kingdom of God. Because of his great love for us, the Father is pleased to give us anything we request in his name. As we share in the love of God, we must share that love with one another. Who and what can separate us from the love of Christ? Nothing. To paraphrase Romans 8:35 through 39, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? So tribulation, distress, persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? None of these things can separate us from his love. In fact, these things cause us to be more than conquerors through the one who loved us. We can be persuaded with the Apostle Paul that neither death, nor life, or angels, or principalities, powers, or things present, or things to come, height, depth, or any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Jesus manifested his love for us by his death on the cross. Paraphrasing once again, 1 John 4:9 through 12. God's love was manifested towards us because he sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. We didn't love him, but rather he loved us. Jesus came to make the one-time payment for the sins of us all. If God so loved us, we ought to love one another. If we love one another, God dwells in us, and his love is perfected in us. Romans 5 and 8 tells us that God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. 1 John 4:19, we love him because he first loved us. Coming to the second phrase of our text, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Fullness speaks of totality and completeness. We are complete in Jesus, Colossians 2 and 10. As we learn of him and grow in him, we see just how big he is and how much growing we have to do. No, I haven't arrived yet, but I'm a whole lot farther down the road than when I first started. John speaks of his fullness in John 1:16. And of his fullness have we all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. When we received him, we received his fullness and grace for grace, or abundant, continuing grace, grace piled on top of grace. 2 Peter 3:18 instructs us to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Paul wrote about love in 1 Corinthians 13:4 through 7. The love of God that we must manifest to one another and to a lost and dying world. The attributes that he lists are divine and come from God. These are not things that we can do naturally, but we can by the power of God's Spirit. Jesus is long-suffering, and I don't read any place where he was ever unkind. He never envied another, never vaulted himself above another, and was never puffed up. He never behaved unseemly. He didn't just cling to his own people, but he spread the good news of the gospel to folks of several races and cultures. He told us to preach the gospel to the whole world. He was not easily provoked, but he did get his dander up when people abused the house of God, John 2:16. He didn't think evil thoughts, and he rejoiced in truth rather than in iniquity. He bore all things, believed all things, hoped and endured in all things. He's my example, and I desire to be like him in all that I say and do. Here's one of my favorite scriptures, Galatians 2 and 20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. God bless you.